VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions resigned Wednesday as the country's chief law enforcement officer. He had endured more than a year of personal attacks by President Trump over his recusal from the Russia investigation. Sessions announced his resignation in a letter to President Trump. He said the resignation came at, quote, your request. Mr. Trump is talking about gains for Republicans in the United States Senate and warning Democrats who will take control of the House. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says it was nearly an absolute victory, even though Republicans lost their monopoly in Washington. He says he's willing to work with Democrats in the House majority.
It really could be a beautiful bipartisan type of situation.
But he's also issuing a warning to Democrats thinking of using their newfound subpoena power to investigate him.
If that happens, then we're going to do the same thing, and government comes to a halt, and I would blame them.
At a wide-ranging news conference, the president also gave impromptu confirmation that Vice President Pence will be his running mate in 2020.
A CNN national exit poll found that 55% of voters disapprove of Trump's performance as president, 44% approve of it. Two Muslim women were elected to the U.S. House on Tuesday. They will be among the 100 women who will be sworn in when the new Congress takes over in January. Facebook says it has blocked more than 100 accounts with potential ties to a so-called Russian troll farm that may have sought to interfere with Tuesday's midterm elections in the U.S. In a statement Wednesday, the company said it had blocked the accounts on Facebook and Instagram on Monday. It said it took the action after receiving information from law enforcement. This is VOA News.